happens can be.
Safeguard your family. The Good Good Day program with good, good people like good, good Roberta, good, good Jennifer, good Clay. Maybe God, we can make him good, good, I guess, right? Good, good Richie, and good, good. Almost made it there. There it is. Good, good Louie is here. Chef Louie DeAngelis, who, along with Jennifer Horn, co-authors of this week and every week's food and wine newsletter, personal food information. It'll help you over the weekend. You can put these things maybe a little loosely, or you got a file on your computer, you can put it in the file. It's really great. As they said when I was a kid, it's swell. Remember the old ads for Mattel? You can tell it's Mattel, it's swell. Well, you can tell it's Louie and Jennifer because it's swell as well. The food part is Louie's. The wine part is Jennifer's. And you can sign up for this magnificent creation that we spare no expense to produce every single week for your listening and dancing and dining pleasure. Go to gooddayshow.com. Click on Louie's picture in the contributors box or Jennifer in the co-host box. You'll go to the food and wine newsletter. You can see a little box there. Sign up or just put your email in there and bingo, like magic. It's like, it's sort of like Santa Claus when he comes down the chimney and he's ready to go back up. He pushes his nose and up the chimney he goes. This is the same thing. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Magic. Okay, so what's in the food and wine newsletter this week?
That's a good question, Dougie. I just asked Louie that myself.
Oh.
It's really? A garlic week, actually. We're doing garlic.
Garlic?
Yeah. Garlic.
Garlic. You put garlic on your garlic is actually very good for it. You're supposed to eat it raw for it to have the benefits.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do much for your love life. It may do great things for your body, but you can kiss.
Yeah, my wife loves garlic.
Yeah, but what about when you kiss her after she's had it?
Well, she's had more than I have, so.
In my household, those are little breath mints, those things.
Breath mints. Yeah?
Little cloves of garlic. I love it.
Yeah. All right, so what are we, we're using garlic, we're not using garlic in our wine, though. Is there any such thing as garlic in some kind of beverage? Garlic, there's no garlic juice.
There might be, because people make liquor out of all kinds of things, but I'm just going to say not in my house. There's not.
Right. I just Googled it, and there's world-famous garlic wine from Rapidensee Winery.
See?
Really?
They make wine out of anything.
Wow.
But I will tell you that this week we're going to do a minty cocktail, so after you've eaten all of our garlic, you can freshen up a little bit.
Really?
This one's a mojito made of mint, cucumber, and vodka. What do you think?
So are you cooking with garlic? Is that the deal, Louis?
Well, what I made is a garlic paste that works so well on breads or just a scoop of it on a fresh grilled steak. And it's just fantastic. I have so many restaurants that are
doing it. So you can put it on fish?
Anything.
You can put it on anything.
Yeah, this
garlic
is really
when it seeps
an amazing
in.
Little recipe.
Nothing better than going to a good Italian restaurant that has really authentically good pasta having a roll of soft, fresh garlic bread. My God, is that something that is worth the price of admission?
That's it.
And you dunk it into a good mushroom tomato sauce.
Oh.
Ah! Yum!
You're making us hungry. Now, my
You're
recipe
talking
this
dirty to me.
My recipe this week, Dougie, is for something healthy. It's a garlicky feta avocado salsa that you can put on top of chicken.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that sounds pretty intriguing.
You like it?
Yeah, I do like it. Sounds very good. All right, so all this stuff, I can't give you the whole deal because you will then think, well, what do I need the newsletter for? There's lots more detail in the food and wine newsletter you sign up for, along with our health newsletter that Dr. Ken prepares every week. Do it the same way at gooddayshow.com. May I give you an assignment?
Yes.
I would like to have somebody do a little work on dried fruit. Doing things with dried fruit.
I got plenty of that.
All right, so next week maybe Is that? I mean, you can
dried
do it in
fruit.
The. In
Why
the,
do you want dried fruit?
Because I think that they are. There are certain minerals that are in dried fruit. There are a lot of things that are great. You
not
cannot
so
get
good
them
for your waistline.
Well, I was about to say,
well,
thank you
depends
for bringing
on how
this
they're
up.
Prepared.
I just got some trail mix this week, and I was like, God, this stuff is good.
It's not good
but
for you.
But so sugary.
Well,
so
but that's
sugary.
The, that's commercial. But that doesn't mean that that's the way it has to be made at home, right, Louis?
Right. You know the, what they do is they shoot sugar onto that stuff, the trail mix,
yeah,
and all the other stuff.
Right.
But if you dry like cherries yourself, okay, it's the same amount of sugar that's in a cherry, whether or not it's dried or fresh. It's just more concentrated flavor. And you take dried cherries and make a little chutney out of that for like a pork loin. Oh, mm-hmm, my God.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. The, right. It just bursts with flavor.
Yep. All right. So that's something that perhaps we can work on in the next week or two. I just find that intriguing. Next up here, the last rehash. As we get into the first part of January 2011, we're still saying goodbye to food products and trends, that sort of thing, from the year 2010. So Louis has his list of things that are, if they haven't gone by the wayside already, by the by, they ought to. And he'll give you the reasons for getting rid of things that are farmed that ought not to be. I think you can come up with any number of things in your own mind. The stuff that gets raised and farmed, it gives farming a bad name. And so we'll get through some of those. And I went through earlier, Louis, you've gotten a kick out of it. I don't know if you heard it or not. The whole business about the Food Safety Enhancement Act and what's in it. And now people are realizing, oh, my God, look at this, look at this, look at this. The one saving grace is that the Republican who's chairman of the Finance Committee says they're not going to fund any of these bills.
Right.
So, you know.
That's the Food Non-Safety Act.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's the Food Embarrassment Act of 2010. Okay. So we'll get to some of the things that if you haven't gotten them out of your system yet, by the time Louis finished telling you about them, you'll for sure be discarding them almost as quickly as we say, get it out of here. 14 after on Good Day.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 Plus Up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last six times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Now 17 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Chef Louis DeAngelis is with us on Fridays in this hour to talk about some of the trends in food and food products. Jennifer Horn along, she's pretty good in that department. Richie's a pretty good cook, and Roberta is. Clay is still using the sidewalk vendors, so he's kind of out of the mix here. But there are a number of things that we talked about last year that just maybe are left in last year. Better off left unspoken in 2011. What are some of these things that you think people ought to just discount and remove from their reality?
Well, Doug, the first thing that comes to mind is farm-raised fish. You know, as you said before, it really does put a black eye on farmers, because farmers would never do to crops what fish people, with the guys that raise fish for, you know, farm-raised
fish.
Well,
would we raise things where these fish are raised in
some
parts of the world?
You would never feed your animals the things that these people feed these animals.
Well,
right.
One of the things they feed them are your animals.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to be graphic about it.
The rendering companies, they grind it all up and dump it in the water. The fish eat it.
Left over from the vet's office, anything.
Yeah, grind it up. Dry it off, grind it up.
And they're raised in basically with a mouth.
By the way, excuse me for a second, Louis. This stuff that is used for feed for the fish, we use on the farm as a supplement to the manure in putting it on the fields.
Right.
That's how these people are feeding it to the fish that you're going to eat. Meanwhile, we're using it as mixed with excrement to fertilize the fields.
Yeah, and the excrement that you're mixing it with is in better shape than what this stuff
is. Than this stuff is, right.
You know, you take a regular tilapia, is a very strong fish.
No, tilapia is so bad for you.
Once they stick them into the equivalent of a kiddie pool, they have no room to move around. Mm-hmm. They're force-fed a diet of proteins. These are vegans. These are animals. You can't even catch a tilapia on a line with a worm. I mean, because they eat plant life.
Right. Spinach, you know? You could catch them with. Yeah, you can't catch them with
a
worm.
Not to mention, there's also something about tilapia with omega-6s.
Well,
omega-3s.
Omega-3.
6 is good. Omega-3 not so good.
No, the other way around.
It'll clog your arteries in no
time. It's 6.
Omega-3s are good. Those are the ones that come in your fish oil pills in the morning.
And then you take salmon, and they hit them with this red food dye in their pellets to make their flesh look real good in the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's the same stuff that you're given, you know, when kids eat red food dye, they go wild.
You know what a crock it is when I go to Whole Foods and I see the thing on the farm-raised salmon, this fish may have been dyed or colored red.
Why
or something.
Why the heck is it in Whole Foods? You won't find that at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
No, it's just horrible. And same with the crawfish. Now, they were selling bags of crawfish up until mid-last year from China. All right, and they found out that these things were heavier than lead themselves. I mean, you can't imagine the way they were raised.
Yeah.
Now, in your grocery store, there might be a pound less in the same bag for the same price, but you've got genuine Louisiana wild-caught crawfish. And the taste is so different. It's so much better.
You know, I had to bring Charlotte to the emergency room at the vet hospital the other night, and while we were in there, there was a dog that died. And the woman said, the vet said, what do you want us to do with the remains? And the lady says, oh, no, I can't face having him at home. Please, you dispose of him. So you know what these guys do, some of the vets? They send it to the rendering company, and the rendering company grinds it up and feeds it to the fish. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do with my dog.
That's great. Yeah, right. Feed him to the fish.
Hey, Patch.
800-510-8255, and you have no idea. And this new Food Safety Act doesn't deal with any of this stuff. None of it. 21 after on Good Day. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Or near you.
Remake, Jack Green is the singer. Jack Green is 80 today. Known as the Green Giant singer. CMA Male Vocalist of the Year in 1967, which was the year this song was done by him. Actually, Elvis did it after he did, I think.
He does sound a lot like Elvis.
He sure does. Yep, he did very well in the country music world in the 50s, late 50s, 60s, 70s, early 80s. So he's still around, 80 years old. Jack Green, born in the state in 1930. Writer of The Exorcist, William Peter Blatty, is 82 today. Scary guy. You got to wonder what goes on in the mind of somebody who can come up with a story like
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Former NBC newscaster Douglas Kuiker's birthday is today. He's 80 as well. Let's see. No, he's not around. Is he still around? I don't think he's around. Maybe. Anyway, let's see. Paul Revere. Not the Paul Revere. His real name is not Paul Revere. I wish I could remember what his real name was.
Oh, I used to love these guys when I was a teenager.
Paul Revere and the Raiders. Keyboardist for the group. All right, so we have Kicks, Him or Me. What's it going to be? Indian Reservation. It was originally called Injun Reservation, but the Society journalists got to them as they produced the song, and now the came Indian Reservation. But it's all the little girls, the little tweeny bobbers scream, oh, it's Paul Revere! Yeah. And it's good pop music. It's really what it is. Just great pop music. Crank it up for a second. Hi, everybody. You want to sing along? Don't it seem like it's just keep getting hotter than fine, and all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind before you find out it's too late, girl. You better get. This is when they had two-track machines, Richie. Oh.
I loved Paul Revere.
The producers were working hard to mix all of this stuff live while they did the song, because I couldn't mix it in afterwards because there's only two tracks.
Only two tracks. Yeah. In fact, a friend of mine dated Mark Lindsay for a while.
Same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Here it is. Crank it up, Richie. Clay doesn't know what we're talking about or who we're talking about. All right, so let's see here. Kenny Loggins is having a birthday today. It's from the movie, isn't it?
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm All Right. Kenny Loggins, born in 1948.
From one of the more famous scenes from the movie, when all the lifeguards go, or where all the caddies get to swim in the pool.
Right.
That day.
Yeah. Duty! Yeah. Erin Gray, who started off as a stunt woman and then became an actor with Buck Rogers in the 25th century. In a lot of the action films, very attractive lady. Slimmed down a lot after she got out of the... She was born...
Wasn't she later on Silver Spoons?
Yep,
with,
Silver Spoons.
Rick Schroeder.
Oh,
yep,
yeah.
yep, not Rick E. Schroeder.
Yeah, Rick Schroeder.
Right. So she's 60. And today, happy birthday to her. David Caruso's birthday is today. He's 54.
He's going to get a new pair of sunglasses to wear.
Yeah, CSI Miami. He was in NYPD Blue, a lot of movies, et cetera, et cetera. Katie Couric's birthday is today. She's 53. Linda Kozlowski, remember her from Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
She's 52. And here's Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's. Happy birthday to her. Nicolas Cage's birthday is today as well. So good day for birthdays, 28 after on Good Day.
Members only, not really.
Well, let's get down to a definition of the word exclusive. It's like the old Groucho Marx line that you would never join a club that would have me as a member. Well, guess what? All of these sites will have you as a member.
You go online and basically sign up. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP's travel ambassador Peter Greenberg says private online travel sales can save you money.
Based on what your individual affinity is, what you're interested in, either by destination or price. One site is called JetSetter.com, a great name. You have to be invited by an existing member, but that takes about 2 seconds.
They have sales every week. How about a room at the Plaza Athenaeum in New York for $200 a night? You've saved $500. Other members-only websites include Luxury Link and Sneakaway. You probably already have friends who will invite you in. And don't forget Rue La La. For that one, you just sign up. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way. And
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson on Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day.
Good day to be.
Back to this, so I can't mind all of that. 33 after the hour, we're talking food, and the man who's one of our experts, the guy we turn to, this is a man, by the way, in real life, Louis DeAngelis, is a chef known all over the South. When restaurants are in trouble, they call him to fix, among other things, their menus.
You're like Gordon Ramsay, except better.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And nicer.
Who is
except
the
nice
fire? Ramsay was the one that they wanted to burn up, right?
Yeah, they threatened to light him on fire. Right. He was doing some story this week.
Chasing the wrong people around.
Chasing the wrong people around. He got to the really bad guys, and they doused him in gasoline. And said, if you ever air this segment, we'll light you on fire.
Yeah, wow. Perfect. Come on, baby, light my fire. So Chef Louis DeAngelis is here along with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Clay Cohut, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. Okay, here from the Hall of Shame, a couple of stories before we get back into the things Louis wants us to forget about in 2010. There were maybe some of them trended, actually, fairly strongly in 2010. Here's a problem that we're having over and over and over again, and I find these things. And when I find them, I want to pass them along because they so underscore why the Food and Drug Administration ought not to have anything to do with the food supply. It should be the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And they who bring these things to our attention, especially in – I'm a dairy farmer, so I'm associated closely with this. Louis had similar background. The popularly, the Kraft American cheese thing was the best story of its type. When we first started talking about it, people said, how can you talk about these people like that? I don't have to talk. Look at the label. That's all you have to do. It isn't anything other than what's on the label that I bring to your attention.
Doesn't Kraft it say American a cheese food or something?
Say again?
It doesn't it say like a cheese food or
well,
something on the package?
It tells you what it is, and then you can figure out from what it is what it isn't. And Kraft American cheese is neither cheese nor made in America. So that they were told by the FDA finally, after 12 years of selling that crud, to change the label. Not to change what's in the package, just change the label. So here's the latest example of this coming from Wisconsin, okay? There is a regional cheese supplier. It always happens to be cheese for some reason or other. There's a regional cheese supplier and a regional supermarket chain called Woodman's. The supplier of cheese, and you can look this up online.
I buy my cheese at Woodman's.
Yeah. All right. So they were selling a cheese called, this is a distributor called J.S. Farms. And the label reads J.S. Crafted in Wisconsin. And the cheese, it has the Wisconsin state seal on it. It is, it tells the buyer that it is smoked Gouda cheese, G-O-U-D-A, Gouda cheese, as opposed to the Gouda Day program. This is smoked Gouda cheese. All right. So it happens that some crafty farmer brings this cheese to the attention of the authorities because it says, this is how good bureaucrats do their job. It says on the label, when you turn the cheese over, top of the cheese says J.S. Smoked Gouda Cheese. You turn it over, and what it actually says is it isn't cheese. It isn't from Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, it comes from an importer from Germany in Elizabeth, New Jersey, that repackages this product.
Hold on right there. The Wisconsin cheese actually comes from Germany from a New Jersey distributor.
Correct, Amundo. You've got it. All right? And by the way, again, you look at one label on one side. This is the icing on the cake is these guys aren't even trying to hide it. If people are dumb enough not to turn it over, they think, oh, wow, this is great. Gouda cheese in Wisconsin. Perfect. Turn it over. J.S. Brands. It admits that it's
not in Germany.
Cheese. Right, exactly.
I mean, it just goes to show who reads the labels.
Yeah, that's it.
Nobody.
So the Department of Agriculture sends a warning letter to the state of Wisconsin, not to the cheese company, to the state of Wisconsin, whose label is on the cheese, telling them to straighten out the problem. All right?
I got news for you. That ain't going to help.
Now, here's the latest. You want to know what's in German cheese? Go to today's Associated Press, where German authorities have now stopped farms from selling their product as a precautionary measure after the feed used for the cows was found to have been Ooh. Contaminated with cancer-causing chemicals from Asia.
Oh,
these Asia. Are farms in Germany and Slovakia.
Hey!
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Yes, Tomasz, Dougie. Yes,
yeah,
Tomasz.
Tomasz.
No,
it's okay.
I'm sure.
So the German Agriculture Ministry says this today, Friday, it doesn't have any immediate reports of health problems connected to the contaminated products, but it does admit to investigating what is going on in terms of the animal feed that's being used and imported from who knows where. The farms... apparently, there are like 4,700 farms that get this stuff from this particular grain. I've stopped using grain. I don't use grain on my animals at all. No more grain. None. I don't have any of it.
Why? Just because you don't know what's in it?
Well, I don't know really what's in it anymore, even if you get it from the best companies. B, because they've all been bought up by international conglomerates, and they just throw everything. We're talking about the fish that gets thrown.
So you're just feeding them corn?
I feed them corn and baleage and grass. That's it. And hay. That's all.
Yeah.
And they're just as fine. They're just as fat this winter as they were last winter. Doing fine, giving just as much milk. Matter of fact, we noticed in the last couple of pickups, they're up about 400 or 500 pounds of milk. Anyway, so now there is an expert from Queen's University in Belfast that has been dispatched to Germany to see about the contaminated feed, the farms it's been delivered to, and the food products that it has affected. The government says it looks like it may border on what might be considered dangerous. 150,000 tons of feed for poultry, swine, and cows has been fed to livestock across Germany. It has a fat in it that contains dioxins, and it should never have been used in the feed. They're grinding up animal. This is the same thing that caused mad cow in England, although it was overdone in England. But wherever there's mad cow, it's always because what they're doing with the feed is grinding up animals that have been sick, and they put the animal remnants in the feed. The same thing we were just talking about in the last half hour about what they're feeding the fish.
Yep.
It's the same. Do you realize what's going on? And these idiots go after the small farmer who would never do any of these things because, frankly, this stuff is sold in a way that they won't sell it to anybody that buys less than 100 tons or something because they bring it in on a barge. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on, and we sit here like ignoramuses and listen to these people from the Center for Science or the Public Interest and all those other idiots that I keep using that word, and it'll get overused, and then it'll become ineffective. They are bought and paid for by the big corporations who want to whitewash what they're doing, so they pay some 501c3 in Washington. They fund them. They give them a great name. Who's going to argue with the Center for Science and the Public Interest? How could you dare argue with them? It's like voting against the food safety bill. How do you do that? It's the words that are used, not the deeds and actions that go before and after them. All right, I'm on my horse now. And I,
wow.
Well.
Feel better?
Oh, I mean, what you're saying is true, though.
I mean, good God, Richie. What does it take for people to wake up to this stuff?
Yeah.
And it takes information.
The only thing you can trust in is the local farmer.
That's it.
You know, we talked about
the government, the FDA, the bill, even somebody reviewing it today that we had on the air earlier, Louie, said, Richie, you heard that clip, that it endangers, I wish I had the info in front of me, I don't have that clip, but it endangers, see if you can find, I think it was the first clip we played this morning, Richie, in the 5 o'clock hour. It basically, what the bill does is discourage and or basically underscore the problems the small farmer has in competing, and it's aimed at putting him out of business. We'll play that clip for you in a moment. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We're on our toot about food and food products at 17 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Then where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4242. 4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Tired of making the same old thing for dinner every night? Well, why not get some great new recipes in your inbox every week? Sign up for the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter right now, simply by logging on to DougStephan.com.
All right, 14 before the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day. Jennifer and Richie and Chef Louie and Roberta and Clay and I focusing on the food that you are eating. Richie, would you please enlighten the audience with the excerpt from an interview done with a guy who does not, I'm trying to think about it, I think he's a prof at the University
of Chicago. It's Dr. Manny Alvarez.
Yeah, I think he's a prof at the University of Chicago. Anyway, his overview.
You want the short one or the long one?
Well, I think we got to get in. The long one is about 2 minutes, right?
Yes.
All right, play that one.
For many Americans, something as common and simple as drinking water from the tap might be harmful to your health. That, according to the Environmental Report out today. Municipal water supplies.
You know what? I'm sorry. That's not. Here's Dr. Manny Alvarez.
What you have here is a food regulating bill, $1.4 billion. And the first part of the bill, yes, as you said, more inspections, look out for more disclosure, things that they need to do because the food industry did a terrible job in the last couple of years. But what it does contain is now Homeland Security contains the HSS, so that you're going to have food regulations in school. You're going to have harvesting guidelines. You're going to have some bureaucrat telling you that broccoli is better for you than tomatoes, perhaps. And it's putting a lot of onus on the small business. I think that this is going to destroy the small farmer at the end of the day. 50% of this bill is just over-regulation, and the first half of the bill, yes, is something that we needed to do, but it could have been done much simpler.
And by the way, it's much simpler in the sense that the goal of many of the people involved in this, some of the farm organizations, was to get their four federal agencies that are involved in food safety now, get them all out of the way, and yet the USDA, which does the best of all of the agencies to regulate and watch food, because they have inspectors in many of these places that are there every day, but because of the power grabs of the FDA over the years, they've said, oh, no, we don't want the USDA there. We'll take responsibility for that. And meanwhile, their responsibility, which they had, for example, with the egg farmer that was responsible for the eggs that were contaminated, 45-foot-high piles of manure around the barns where the chickens are and full of rats and stuff. In 43 years, the guy's been operating a couple of these farms in Missouri. The FDA never set foot on the place in 43 years. Now, you tell me they're the guys you want watching. Oh, they need more money. Well, they don't need more money. They need to get the hell out of it. USDA can do a fine job. We don't need the EPA. We don't need there's one other. I don't know. It just goes. It's sickening to see how this stuff is. And people go to sleep on this until after the fact. And then everybody wakes up and says, well, why can't I buy seeds for my garden? All right.
It's the fox watching the hen house.
Yeah. What are you? Who's laughing?
All of us are.
Yeah.
Every single one of us.
All right. Anyway, go ahead. Laugh all the way to you.
No.
I'm going to agree with you.
You're just funny because, I mean, you are so passionate about this.
Yeah.
For 6 months now, you've just been ranting about this.
Well, because it is.
And look, they still slip it through behind everybody's back.
Right. In order to get the bill passed, they had to add it to the 2009 reimbursement bill for the car clunker thing. They couldn't get it passed without attaching it to some rider of some bill that was attached to another bill. They never voted on it because they know it won't stand scrutiny, and then they can say to their constituents, it was attached to another bill. They
tell everybody
know
the
it.
Good news now.
All right, Richie.
Tell them the good news.
It won't pass.
The good news is that the Republicans...
Well, I mean, it won't.
The Republicans won't get funded because the Republicans say they're not going to fund a lot of these bills. The bill wasn't passed with an attachment that shows them how they're going to pay for it. So they're not going to fund it. So anyway. All right. Give us one more farewell for food for 2010, Louis.
Okay. I hope that the semi-homemade anything is gone. The food networks, the books, they've just pushed this to the very end, semi-homemade. There's no such a thing.
What's an example?
Okay.
What is that?
That cute little cookie that was just on television recently I watched. Where
You cook it, you get the dough, you stick it in the oven, it comes out like a homemade cookie.
Off the shelf, mix.
Yeah.
Then add applesauce to it and you buy icing. And it's homemade, but it's not. You know what? For $3 for that box for the cookie mix, it's full of hydrolyzed vegetable protein, which is nothing more than MSG. Mm-hmm. It's full of all kinds of nitrates, all kinds of preservatives. For 70 cents, use your own flour, your own baking soda.
But then we have to work on time, because the one thing that that has is it helps save you time.
I can do it in the same amount of time.
So you know what? The time it takes you to do it extra, you'll live longer. You eat the stuff in the box, the time it saves you will kill you that much faster.
Fine.
All right, how do you like that, Jennifer?
Fine.
Chef Louie.
Wow.
Have a good day, program. Eat well, folks. 51 after on Good Day.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Ugh.
Hitting the ground running in the House of Representatives. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Back during the campaign season that preceded the midterm elections in November, congressional Republicans made a pledge to read the entire U.S. Constitution aloud after they gained political control of the House. Well, Republicans are now in control, and the new Speaker of the House, John Boehner, opened up the reading of the Constitution yesterday with the preamble.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.
Noteworthy to mention, it was a bipartisan reading of the Constitution. The former Speaker of the House and now House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was next to read.
Article 1, Section 1. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States.
How many of us actually remember these words from high school social studies class? Although Democrats did take part in the reading, some called it a symbolic stunt and insisted there's nothing in the Constitution about less government, something Republicans say is a cornerstone of their philosophy. And to that point, a resolution cutting congressional budgets by 5% was easily approved in the House yesterday, much to the delight of House Majority Leader Republican Eric Cantor.
Beginning the new Republican majority by cutting our own congressional operating budgets sends the right message. The days of families and small businesses tightening their belt while the federal government goes on a spending spree are over.
Republicans said cutting budgets on House operations will save about $35 million this year. As for what's ahead today, debate is scheduled to begin in the House on Republican efforts to repeal the health care reform bill. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Everyone's looking forward to the weekend. In the east, more snow is anticipated. It's not quite exactly perfect on where it's going to fall yet, but we know new snow is coming, and that gets us a chance to freshen up the trails. Snowmaking and grooming has made a big difference this week in the east. Mount Sunapee in New Hampshire, ready to ride over 50 runs from five different mountain peaks. Big Boulder in the Poconos certainly should be picking up some new snow. They have 3 miles of skiing and 15 trails. They're full operation with day-night skiing. Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania with up over 30 runs and 8 lifts. While at Sugar Mountain in North Carolina, all 20 runs open. They have 7 lifts riding strong going until 10 o'clock tonight. Devil's Head in Wisconsin with a touch of fresh snow, 25 trails open. In Colorado, Purgatory riding up over 80 runs at full operation. They've picked up some fresh snow this week. Arapahoe Basin the same with over a half a foot recently. 95 trails open in Arapahoe Basin. Deer Valley in Utah checking out 93 trails and over 20 runs. The Canyon's now at 156 trails. WardSnowCountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Mixed day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow off 26 points, closing at 11,697. S&P down 3. NASDAQ up 8 points. Crude oil dropped $2.08 a barrel, down to $88.22. If you're flying into or out of New York City today, be advised, more snow is on the way for that area. It was just a couple of weekends ago. The region was hit with a blizzard of a foot and a half or more of snow. Today, about a half a foot is expected to pile up. Travel delays are expected. To the south, with the slicing of a traditional king cake, New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu has officially opened up the 2011 Mardi Gras season.
The second that you heard, ba-da-ba-da, your soul starts to stir.
He can sing. The mayor called the carnival season of the city an incredibly peaceful way to celebrate the best New Orleans has to offer. This is music to the ears of a Washington State couple as the sound of lottery tickets being churned out. And yesterday, Jim and Carolyn McCullough of the eastern Washington town of Ephrata stepped forward to claim their half of the huge Mega Millions jackpot from the other night. The McCullers were presented with a check of $190 million and said they plan to be generous with some of their money and make sure their family is taken care of for generations to come. And finally, to Las Vegas we go. That's the sound of a packed Las Vegas Convention Center where the 2011 International Consumer Electronics Show is underway. About 2,500 exhibitors showing off the latest in electronics. This annual show not open to the public, just buyers and high-tech insiders. Here's one of the show's spokespersons telling us about the latest stuff on display.
Washers and dryers that talk to the electric grid to know when the usage is lowest to automatically turn on and run your appliances.
That's right, appliances that communicate. This is the sound of a washing machine, and we're told there are washers that can actually call you with updates on your load of clothes. I better take this. Hello?
Yeah, listen, your washing machine. I've washed, I've rinsed, I'm dizzy from spinning. Let's go, come get your stuff. Oh, and 3 more of your socks are missing, but don't look at me. Why don't you ask the dryer?
All I need, a washing machine with an attitude. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then, hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com. What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStepan.com.